Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How insulting. Really. Listening to Jim Harbaugh speak, his delusion insults me. And I'm not even a Wolverine fan. But like, oh yeah, we're about to hit our stride. Well, hey, cool, Jim, thank you. I'm glad that you're about to hit your stride because your season's over. Nobody cares. And what's funny, too, and I guess this is the one difference, it's different if you go out and there's one particular call and we talk about, man, I wish Patricia would have blasted the NFL officials, whatever. What Harbaugh did in the postgame was a total embarrassment, but there's no one to check him. I mean, he has no boss. It was a two-minute soliloquy complaining about a multitude of calls, and it's like, Jim, here's an idea. Don't fall down 21-0. Don't drop a touchdown pass. Like, I can't believe this is where Michigan's program has fallen to, right? The mighty Harbaugh comes to town. We were all counting national championships. Counting. Not if, but how many and when they would win them. And now you've basically got Jim Harbaugh acting like a Lions fan. Crying about officiating. Delusional. We're about to hit our stride. You know what? Your team's not good. You don't win big games, and now your season is over. But you're about to hit your stride, and Shea's playing like a hero. I can't fathom how the media at large doesn't call into question this man's aptitude for the job any longer with the decisions he's making. See, let's sort through all the BS. Let's sort through all the jokes, all the ancillary stuff, and let's just look at, does he do a good job on game day? Boil it down. I dare you to say yes. I dare you. I mean, he made the call for this offense. Tariq Black, 3 catches for 9 yards. DPJ, 5 for 48. 7 drop passes. Few, if any, explosion plays. Like, what? He did that. It was his choice to go with Josh Gattis. On game day, though, you make the most critical calls. You make the call to go for it or not. OC don't make that call. You make those calls. And for him, not going for it at the 50, down 21-7, then trying a 58-yarder, but not with the right kicker. What? The timeout at the end of the game, it's malfeasance. You cannot forego the ability to get the football back, even with 15 seconds to go. Making a horrendous challenge like you're a little kid stomping his feet. And yet nobody wants to talk about that stuff. I mean, look, I could talk all day about how the guy can't beat anybody with a pulse. We know that. I'm going deeper than that. I question whether he has it the 5 inches between his ears to still do this anymore. Because frankly, the decisions he makes don't suggest that he does. Hell, even go back to the trouble with the snap game. Why did you have guys going upfield when State didn't have a returner? Why did you have guys disengaging blocks and going upfield? Well, Harbaugh didn't recognize that, didn't see that. He allowed it. The play action pass, for no reason, Ohio State from your own end zone, pick six, turn the game on its head. He did that. You want me to go down this list? It's just, to me, if your calling card is, like with Patricia, his calling card is defense. He's a defensive genius. He's the Patriots DC. And your defense blows, you're a fraud. Harbaugh's calling card is, I'm a great coach. I'm a motivator. I win big games, and we make the gutsy call. I mean, that's what he did at Frisco. Football in a phone booth. Bully ball. Make the big call. Make the big fake. Harbaugh's big moment decision-making at U of M has been an embarrassment. You're a fraud. So I don't really know what we're talking about anymore. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, we'll get to those momentarily. Go to Jose Farmington Hills. What's up, Jose?
Not much, man. I'm glad you're giving Don Brown his just due right now. I mean, because when you just talked about the decisions Harbaugh has made outside of the punt against Michigan State, I mean, he's been reacting to how bad his defense has played in these big games.
Right.
I mean, he's so afraid that he won't get points that he chooses to attempt a 58-yard field goal.
Well, but then doesn't go for it on fourth and a long two for midfield. I mean, the 58-yard field goal is a low percentage proposition as is, but that was a game you knew automatically, you know, you needed touchdowns. Field goals were not going to help you in that game. It was a nonsense decision.
It was, but it was still a reaction. You're talking about him in games, in the big games, his defense has put him in the pressure cooker.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Look, Don Brown has been this way for his entirety. They beat up on the weak, and then when they play a real team with a real offense, his defense gets exposed. So now what are we talking about, Jose? We've gutted how many offensive coordinators. Now we're going to go out and fire the DC. Look, if you have to fire your whole staff, it probably means you're a bit of a problem too.
It could mean that, but from my point of view, I mean, there's no reason Don Brown should be coaching this season at Michigan at all.
Sure.
What should have happened was Greg Madison should have been promoted at the end of that Ohio State game. And Don Brown should have been given a bus ticket to go wherever he would like to. But he's kind of caught that same syndrome that Mark D'Antonio has. He has made Don Brown his golf buddy. And in the past four seasons, Don Brown has let him down in every big game.
Yeah, man, it's a track record. Yeah, I mean, I could have Sully pull the numbers right now. I guarantee you, you pull out the biggest games of the year, your defense doesn't show up. I mean, you give up 28, 30, 32 points a game to OSU every year. It's not like you've ever shown up there. Hell, you 60 last year. Could have been 100. So, yeah, all right, fine. You want to blame Don Brown? That's fine. But, like, how many other assistants do you got to blame before you blame him? How many kids have to get scapegoated before you blame Harbaugh? This isn't what you're paying for. And you can take that moral victory nonsense and you can take it someone who's willing to listen to it. This is a pass-fail business. Oh, the kids fought hard? Ah, that's cool. That's kind of the bare minimum. That's kind of like the only thing between you and total anarchy is your team playing hard. So I don't really care. Oh, but if we did this or if we did that or if Ronnie Bell catches the ball, I don't care. It didn't happen. There's nothing I can do for you. Would you like me to sit here and do the if, ands, and buts of Spartan football? No, we're not going to do that. Trying hard, coming close, and losing? That's called the Spartans under Nick Saban. No one's interested. Signed Roosevelt Colvin blocking a field goal and returning it for a TD to beat us. No one's interested. There are no moral victories. This is the real world. So take that to another day part. So Harbaugh's out there for you. Patricia's out there for you. Let's do the business. 248-539-9797. You want to add Don Brown to Fraud Fest? Please do. Dr. Blitz.
I'm so sick of that whole narrative.
Don Brown's going to dial it up.
Look at the two big games to close last season, by the way. You allow 62 points to Ohio State, then you allow 41 points to Florida.
How much of a screw-up did there have to be to put Josh Metellus on the fastest man on earth, KJ Hamler? Like, there's not an alignment where KJ Hamler's not bracketed. Not in this life or the next. And they showed that play. You were dead pre-snap before the ball ever got hiked. You were dead and you didn't even know it. Like,
it's because Don Brown's defenses only work against bad teams when Michigan just simply has the talent
helpless.
To get away with it. They have the talent to get away with it against bad teams. When they play good teams, they get absolutely torched by these guys.
248-539-9797. We'll get more to people in a mix. Sully, a few ticket texts if you would. And we'll continue along on a Monday. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.